in our meeting. With an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Judge, before I would ask Reverend James Payne to say invocation this morning, please, sir.
Let's start. Dear Heavenly Father, how excellent is your name, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to come together at this time. Thank you for the friendship and the fellowship. But Lord, as we get ready to take upon this meeting, we ask that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and guide us with all the things that we have to do. Lord, we lift up our elected officials, give them wisdom, guidance, give them discernment that they might be able to do the will of Jefferson County. But most of all, when we get through with all the work that is to be done, we hope to get a glimpse of glory. So Lord, in all things we give you praise and glory. In the precious and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. All those who believe said amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our agenda today with items of the county auditor. Item A is consider to approve budget transfer of Comfortable Precinct 6 for office supplies in the amount of $700. Item B is consider to approve budget amendment for 279 District Court for additional cost for employee insurance in the amount of $9,100. Item C is regular county bills check numbers 484298 through 484540. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
No, but
moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. For the county commissioners, we have two items. Item A is considered possibly approve of proclamation 2021 SOC, Save Our Children, Know Your County Courthouse Day. And item B is to approve a resolution for Chief Saunders retiring as Chief of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3. Do a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We don't have any representative of either group here. All right, moving on to tax assessor collector. Item A is consider possibly approve county to execute receipt file special deed. Item A, B, and C are to execute receipt file special deeds to the court of court author from
City of Port Arthur, Jefferson County, the school district, Port of Port Arthur Drainage District, Bean Nations Navigation District, to the Port of Port Arthur
for some properties that were obtained via tax sales for tax warrants executed by the sheriff on June 30th, 2010, in cause numbers E-186894, B-186702. And A-186893. Do I have a motion on those three items under tax assessment?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item. Consider possibly approve the revisions to Jefferson County Subdivision Redevelopment and Development Regulations, Section 11 for private subdivisions as discussed in the May 18th workshop. Do I have a motion on that item?
You need to bring us back up to speed with that.
I apologize. This should have been done immediately, or the meeting after the workshop. But I was not familiar with the procedures of how to get this these things promulgated. So anyway, this is the private subdivision modification that we discussed in the workshop. It basically allows it took out the size requirements for the private subdivisions. It originally had the thing for 2 acres.
I think this is the one
that is 2 acres.
It was 2 acres and we took that requirement out.
No, wasn't it from 5 acres to 2 acres?
No. It started two.
It started two.
Okay. That's where tax said we can't set a lot size, only the TCEQ for aerobic systems can set the lot size, so we're cleaning up our regulations to match the legal.
So we're in discussion, can I get a motion in a second?
Yeah.
Motion seconded.
I'm sorry, Judge, I couldn't hear if you made the motion in a second.
Bush made the motion, I think Commissioner Pierce made the second.
I can make the second.
Okay, any other discussion?
I think this is just validating what we discussed in the workshops, all of this, no other changes.
Right.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Management Information System, item A is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a contract between Jefferson County Faith Technologies for battery replacement for the county maintenance department. Have a motion on that. Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Taken by Commissioner Pierce, discussion. And
Jeff,
you said that this is for the batteries up on A for our backup server?
For the UPS.
Okay, why does it say maintenance department, I guess?
I don't know, I got worded that way exactly, but this is a communication thing. But it's for our department to pay for it.
Okay, so it's for MIS?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. A is to consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Tim Norton Kite. For 27 years and 11 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize Jefferson County judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont and Port Arthur on asset sharing of the 2021 Burn Justice System Grant Program Award. Jefferson County's allocation is $18,927 for computer equipment to the sheriff's office. Jefferson County's allocation is $18,927 budgeted for computer. Repeated several times. Okay. Do you have a motion on those items under Sheriff?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal, I believe.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Public Health, the addendum is that may consider possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Brittany Beverly and employee the Health and Welfare Department. Have a motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offer, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on it?
Yes, I will bring to this the attention to the public. We have, and he hadn't stepped in, he's coming, PJ Lott, he's a cornerback in the Denver Broncos. They're having a free clinic for young people in the community. It's just good to have a hometown guy that's a professional ball player coming back to give to the community. His dad is a constable, chief deputy in precinct, over in the constable's office under Constable Powell. He had stepped in, but I wanted to make sure I made that announcement to the public.
Thank you.
Right, and I'd like to say, Ms. Getz, I want to apologize to the taxpayers. We do have to put off the tax office closed for renovations. The guys are moving at warp speed to try and get them back online, hopefully by next week. The tax office will be open, but then a couple of other offices will have to close for renovation. Hopefully, next week, the tax office will keep you informed.
It's come to the point of meeting for public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you may approach the lectern. If you are online, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So we're open for public comment.
Commissioners Court. I want to applaud you all for your efforts and your concern for the underserved community, especially Commissioner Albert. There they move in the churches to have vaccines available for the different churches in the communities where people don't have the capacity to go to places to get the vaccine. I know that there are the Mayor Scott and I hate to keep calling Commissioner Albert's name, but there's the mobile unit that's been very, very helpful to get, make sure people get vaccinated. The Delta variant is real, and the communities have not been vaccinated much they should. And any effort that the Commissioners Court and the judges can do to provide resources to make sure that happens, very much appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And Mr. Burton, I just wanted to say that the complete court, because they gave us the okay to go after that particular, to go after that mobile unit, has been a benefit, and I thank you for bringing it to the attention. All right. And Dillard, at this time, before we move on, if you don't mind, Mr. Lott is here, PJ is here, NFL player, he's at back home to put on his camp. If you don't mind, you can go up to the mic, give us the dates that you're going to do it. I know you have some friends that's coming from your team, and we appreciate you for coming back home doing something for young people.
No problem. It's all thanks to my dad. He once told me, you know, when I get to the top, never pull a ladder up. So I wish I had people to come back and do the same for me when I was in high school. So I can only just give back to to my time, you know what I'm saying? So, but the camp is July 18th, ages 3rd to 12th grade. It'll be from 12 to 3 p.m. and it'll be at the Memorial Bush Stadium. So,
thanks, man. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Is John Elway coming?
Any other public comment? Anyone online? All right, if not, then we are adjourned at 10:50 a.m. on Tuesday, July 13, 2021, and we will get back together at 11 a.m. for a workshop. Thank you for being here today.